Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, Christmas just a couple of weeks away now, and a lot of workplaces going out for parties, celebrations, and celebrating a year and looking back in review and enjoying the good times. And I guess it's also an opportunity for bosses and employers to thank their staff for the great work that they've put in throughout the year. It can be fraught with danger, and it inevitably comes from the addition of alcohol to these events. Now, where do you stand in the eyes of the law? And in the studio with me, Toby Tancred, solicitor. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Neil. Good to be with you.
Thank you for your time this morning. A great time for celebrations, etc., but it can often go awry.
Yes, I think it can. What people need to remember is that the office Christmas party remains the workplace, even though the party might be away from the factory or the office and out of hours. The law does regard, usually, the office Christmas party as in the course of employment, and therefore employers and employees need to remember that they're still in the workplace.
Absolutely. We are reminded here ahead of our Christmas party, which incidentally happened on Friday just gone, that it is a workplace, it is a work function, and it finishes at a prescribed time. After that, it's no longer the responsibility, if you like, of the business once people are on their way. But the intention is to go home, is that correct?
Yeah, well, I think your employer's obviously set down some good guidelines. It is a good idea to prescribe when the party commences and when it ends. Because people need to remember that WH&S laws and workers' compensation laws apply. Employers owe their workers a duty during the Christmas party, and equally, employees, because they're still at work, owe their employer a duty. And there have been numerous cases because of alcohol and people letting their guard down and behaving like they wouldn't normally behave, of employers, for example, sexually harassing their employees and being found liable, but equally employees misbehaving and perhaps speaking more freely than they otherwise would and telling their boss what they think of them and having their employment terminated.
Okay. There are realities that can happen. So the problem is with the addition of alcohol, and we're not here to preach to anyone, but as you say, the guard gets let down, people get a little free, and the inhibitions seem to be out the window.
Yes, and I think the way for employers to deal with that is just make sure that there's some systems and guidelines in place for the responsible service of alcohol, and really make sure that there's a prescribed definite ending time for the party, and perhaps lead by example and not have the boss or management stay on after the end of the party. As well, Neil, I think people need to understand, particularly employers, that because it's still in the workplace, workers' compensation laws potentially apply. So it would be a good idea to avoid any risky sort of behaviour being encouraged at the office Christmas party. For example, it wouldn't be a great idea to encourage your staff to do some downhill mountain biking or go deep sea fishing, do some sea hunting, things like that.
Okay, look, at the end of the day, it's about having a good time, and we hope everybody does sincerely. However, be aware that the law still applies.
Yes, that's right. You are still at work, and just don't do anything that you wouldn't do during the normal 9 to 5 or work hours.
Okay, finally, before I let you go, what about getting to the event, or perhaps even more so, home from the event? Whose responsibility is that?
Well, broadly speaking, you are still in the course of your employment if you are on your way to work, if there is a real and substantial connection with the workplace. So again, employers need to be mindful that employees travelling to the party or travelling home from the party could potentially still be in the course of their employment, and if they're injured, it could be something that workers' compensation applies.
Yeah, okay. Toby Tancred, solicitor in the studio with me this morning. Have fun at your Christmas party, and if you feel that alcohol kicking in perhaps a little too much, might be time to make your apologies and make an exit from the event.
Indeed.